Well, good morning. And I should say before we begin, it's been a while since I've been with the congregation here, so I would welcome your assistance in the prompting. So if I say we will now and you start to get up, we will stand for this person. And if it's time to sit, you can kind of show me what you're going to do and I will announce it as if I knew what I was doing. So. So, we make our beginning in the gracious name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mighty and merciful Lord, with heavy hearts we confess our sin to you. Almighty God,
captive to sin,
we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Our fear has kept us from hearing and responding to your call.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed.
Our speaking of the gospel has sometimes lacked clarity or passion.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed.
Our fears have revealed the lesser gods we pursue.
Bring us to repentance, Lord. Forgive our sins, those of which we are aware, and those we do unwittingly.
Have mercy on us. Seek us. For you alone can find us and restore us. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. And so as a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore proclaim the forgiveness of all of our sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen."
And having heard that good word of God's grace for our lives, we will now stand for the opening hymn, Blessed Assurance.